This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is the Happy Station show from Japan, the land of the rising sun. Well, sun, unless there's a typhoon, then it's the land of the rain and wind. Anyway, here's your host, Keith Barone.
Hello everyone, hello everywhere, Keith Powell with you here on the International Happy Station. It's really nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. We have a lot of music to get to today and also a lot of interesting music to get to today. Now you're probably wondering, wait a second, there is a slight, different tone with the show. And that's because we're not in our normal studio, but in fact we're in the studios of NHK in Tokyo. And the reason why this show is coming to you from Tokyo this week, it's because I have to come to Japan this time to do a TV series for the television network of NHK. And I took the opportunity to think, well, why don't we just record two shows from Japan that'll be slightly different because of music that we're going to have on today's show. Some interesting things. The same thing I can say right now is very, very interesting. The studio that we're using is studio number 2B of the domestic talk channel, which is an interesting room because it's very, very big, and I don't know why they would even record radio in here. I mean, you can actually record a full band, which is interesting because there's a lot of space. And then if I look ahead of me is a control room with a technician whose name is Akuro Tomoshio. That's right, yes, okay, he's nodding up and down. And he's about 2 meters higher than I am. So I have no idea why they built the studio as big as it is, but nevertheless, it is. So we're going to have music on this program at 100 UTC and 1500 UTC from Japan, as well as some of our normal fare. The music that we're playing from Japan, I am not going to introduce all the songs because I want to see how many of you know what the song is. Now, some of you are thinking, well, it's Japanese music. How am I supposed to know what the song is? But you would be surprised because it was quite common here in Japan, even still today, but to a lesser extent than it was maybe 30, 40 years ago, for Japanese groups to come along and sing songs that were from the United Kingdom or the United States. So we're going to kick off right away with one of those examples right now, and I'll tell you the name of the song. The song is called Live for Today, and here is The Tempters on The Happy Station.
抱いて欲しいよ。シャラララ、お前が。シャラララ、好きだよ。熱い口づけ、それが命。切ない吐息、それが言葉。愛の誓いは、虚しいだけ。胸の炎に身を任せて、抱いて抱かれて、今日行くよ。 けてくるよ Baby わけもなく命かけて愛してる Oh 愛してる Oh 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 la 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 la
The Tempters here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Now, Tokyo is a fascinating place, I have to tell you. This is a city that I come to quite frequently. And I have to tell you, even though I've been here a number of times, finding my way around is still is still like an Olympic sport. Many of the streets here don't have street names or numbers the way you might think they are. So if you're walking around and you have an address, it doesn't make any sense to look at the corners and anything because you won't find anything. The only way, of course, is by showing it to a taxi driver or somebody else, and they kind of point you in that direction by saying something like, okay, go down two alleys, turn left, you'll see a boy playing with a basketball, make a right at that corner, then you'll see an old lady with a spinning wheel, turn left again, and then you'll see an old man making some faces, a tourist passing, walk another 500 meters, and then you'll find the restaurant. Well, that's kind of an exaggeration of what it's like, but not really far off. It's very, very confusing in some ways. But the music industry, which is what we're going to have a little bit of sampling from here and there, is very interesting. But first, let's take a listen to a little bit more music. And when we come back, I'll explain a little bit more about this city that I like to call my home away from home. Here is Arira Mita with Ivy Tokyo.
Anata mo boku mo ほら君もみんな楽しく恋してる好みのスタイルプロポーズ花を咲かせて愛し合うああ東京東京恋の花咲く東京 I be Tokyo 君のルージュハイカット君のアイビー素敵だね瞳の綺麗なお嬢さん誰を待つのか気にかかるああ東京東京恋の花咲く東京愛人東京
愛人東京愛人東京東京は恋の街
新宿 く銀座恋の街夢を見ているアイライン今夜も二人で歩こうよ甘いデートの夜だものああ東京東京恋の花咲く東京愛人
Ivy Tokyo, Akira Mita here on The Happy Station. Our email address for those who want to get in touch with us is very simple. It's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And another way that you can get in touch with me by sending me a message or anything is via our Facebook page. And that's very easy to look for. If you're a member of Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station Show. Click on the Happy Station Show, which will come up, I think, in the second or third one. Click on that, join the group, and that's it. And you'll be able to talk to some other listeners and see some pictures that have been uploaded by listeners, as well as all past Happy Station shows. So do check it out. Okay, time now for an interesting song. Very, very interesting. The song is called Mexican Rock. Now, some of you may already know this, but here's a version by Yukiro Ashi.
Mexican rock go 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 Mexican rock go 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 이래라마부시타이어바다니야케츠프타이어마히르노우미데데아타후타리키미노히토미와사파라타브라크君の唇またドールレットなんて素敵なセニョリタ信じられないセニョリタもう一度言って好きだと言ってメキシカンロックゴーゴーゴーゴーメキシカンロックゴーゴーゴーゴーの酒ならテキーララテンロックで踊ろう指先からでも心は通う僕の気持ちはメキシカンパッション君のスタイルメキシカンパッションみんな見てるぜ君よ痺れちゃったよ僕もパンチの効いたロックトルクメキシカンロックゴーゴーゴーメキシカンロックゴーゴーゴー君は楽しい太陽の娘君は陽気なイエローロダリア今夜初めてマニャナ行ってみたんだマニャナ別れの言葉も生かしているぜメキシカンロックゴーゴーゴーゴーメキシカンロックゴーゴーゴーゴーメキシカンロックGo, go, 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 Mexican look good
Mexican rock Yokiro Hashi here on the International Happy Station, broadcasting to listeners in North America on shortwave, around the world on the internet, on AM and FM in Indonesia, and on FM in Tawa, Redwood, New Zealand. Okay, it's nice to have you with me. As I said earlier, the Japanese music industry is very, very interesting. Now, if we go back far enough, especially in the 1960s, when rock and roll from the United States and Great Britain was swooping around the world, here in Japan, they would issue the same recordings in many cases, but they would issue something called a first edition. Now, what that means here in Japan, if you walk into a music shop and say, oh, I want a first edition of this recording or that or whatever, this means what they do is the recording that you buy is from the actual studio session itself, meaning the session is recorded, it's mixed, right? If it's like a 3 or 4 track or 8 track or a 16 track recording, it's mixed to 2 track, and then it's issued right away. Now, normally, in between that, from the period of the studio session and then the releasing, there's usually a period of a lot of mixing and processing and noise reduction and stuff like that. Well, in Japan, people like to hear the raw recording. So, for example, there's, what was the song called? Move It by Cliff Richard, okay? Which came out in the late 1950s. Now, the version that came out in Japan has no reverb. It's only the natural studio sound. And first edition recordings are extremely popular here. Now, another thing that's also very popular in Japan is reissues of very well-known American and European singers. And even these, when they get issued on CD or on vinyl, they never remaster them. They like to have them sound as close as to the original tapes as possible. So sometimes you'll listen to recordings on CD and you'll go, wait a second, that sounds like my old LP. Well, in many cases, it's actually taken from an old LP because that's what people want to buy. So it's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, another part of the music scene here in Japan, which was always fascinating, was for many years and continuing today, there's a lot of singers from the West that come to Japan, record their song in Japanese, and is released here, okay? One of them is a singer from France by the name of France Gall. Now, in the late 1960s, she won the Eurovision Song Contest for a song called Poupir de Cire, Poupir de Sang, and the French version was such a big hit here in Japan that her record label decided to have her record a version in Japanese. So here's France Gall singing in Japanese, pronouncing it phonetically, with the Japanese version of Poupir de Cire, Poupie de Son, here on The Happy Station.
けど けるわ。みんな私の姿も見えるわ。私はと 時々ため息つく男の子一人も知りもしないのに愛の歌歌うその寂しさ私はただの人形それでもいつかは思いを込めたシャンソン歌ってどこかの素敵な誰かさんと口づけしたいわ。
France Gall with the Japanese version of Poupée de Cire, Poupée de Sang. The French version was such a big hit here in Japan that her record label in France and also her distributor here in Japan decided to have her record a version in Japanese. And she couldn't speak Japanese, by the way. She learned the song phonetically, which was quite often the case with many singers from Europe or the United States that would come to Japan to record their hit songs. We're now going to move on to a singer who I happen to like very much. She's still around today, and she does a talk show on BS2 here in Japan. Her name is Cheyo Okomura. Here she is with Hokkaido Skies.
風に巻かれた私の髪に野薔薇の甘い香りが切ない。北国の空と湖二人のここに眠る。あなたのために私は祈る。二度と帰らない。
Hokkaido Skies, Chaya Okamura here on the International Happy Station. Now, I want to take a moment to tell you about a show coming up on August the 13th at 1500 UTC. We're going to be bringing to you our part two. That's right, the second part of Happy Station's tribute to DXers, and that's going to be on August the 13th at 1500 UTC. The program at 100 UTC on that day will be just our regular show, and we'll get to the letters and correspondence that have come in since I've been away. And I've been away now for, seems like not that long, maybe about 2 weeks, coming up to 2 weeks very soon. And I have to tell you, even though I love traveling, one part of traveling that I really don't like is flying. I just hate flying, you know. There is a boat, by the way, which you can take from Taipei to Japan, which takes 2 days. But even though I was thinking about taking it because I love traveling by boat and hate traveling by plane, but it was a little bit inconvenient because it leaves from the southern part of the country, so I'd still have to fly there to get on the boat. But anyway, let's now continue with another song, a song that you'll all know. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the song is. The singer's name is Mia Nakayo. Here she is with a song made famous from a movie musical that was also a Broadway musical before that. The Broadway and film version starred Dick Van Dyke, and the film version starred a very young Anne Margaret. Now let's see if you can guess what it is. The Japanese version of Bye Bye Birdie by Mia Nakayo. And this was a recording that she did in the 1960s for a TV show here in Japan that paid tribute to very popular American musicals. Everything from Bye Bye Birdie, Sound of Music, My Fair Lady. And what they did is they translated the songs into Japanese. And it was like a who's who of Japanese singers who performed it. It was quite interesting, and it's available on DVD, and I've seen it, and it is just absolutely wonderful. You are listening to the International Happy Station. Now, something that people may or may not have realized, but here in Japan, there is a very large shortwave audience. Now, the shortwave audience here in Japan is very unusual. Shortwave radio still do sell relatively well, probably better here in Japan than in the United States or in parts of Europe. And there's a lot of shortwave clubs and everything, the largest being the Japan Shortwave Club. Now, when we relaunched the show back in March, they recorded a message for us. So I invited them back again today to record another message to tell us a little bit about the Japan Shortwave Club. Here's Yukito Sashi.
Japan Shoto Club is providing DX news through DX Party Line of HCJB, in addition to printed monthly bulletins called SWDX Guide. Our segment is aired on the fourth Saturday from HCJB. HCJB's DX Party Line is relayed through Radio Miami International, WWCR of US, and IRRS in Europe, so you may have a chance to listen to our program. We issue QSO cards to all correct reports on our segment of these programs. So please send your report to JSWC, P.O. Box 44, Kamakura, which is K-A-M-A-K-U-R-A, postal code 248-8691, Japan. Enclosure of one ILC will be appreciated for the return postage. We will also be happy to issue our QSO cards if you send your report on this message for the Happy Station Show. Our address is again JSWC, P.O. Box 44, Kamakura, which is K-A-M-A-K-U-R-A, postal code 248-8691, Japan. Thank you for your listening. This is Yukiko Tsuji, together with our editor, Mr. Toshi Otake of Japan Shortwave Club.
Yukita Sashi, thank you very much. And if you want more information about the Japan Shortwave Club, all you need to do is log on to the internet, Google, for example, do a search for Japan Shortwave Club, and you'll find the link. But I should tell you right now, most of it is in Japanese, but there are some parts in English as well. Now time for a singer that we've played on the show before. He was also very popular in the United States with a song called Sukiyaki. His name is Kayo Sakamoto, and he is the first ever Japanese artist to appear on American television in the 1960s. He made an appearance on the Steve Allen Show, which is very, very funny because he couldn't speak Japanese, so he was there with Steve Allen with his interpreter. And he used to love American pop music from the 50s and 60s, so a lot of his recordings are based on old American pop music. We're going to take a listen to one of them right now called Walking in the Moonlight. Here's Kayo Sakamoto. Kayo Sakamoto and Walking in the Rain here on the International Happy Station. Once again, our email address is pcj.com. happystation@gmail.com. Later on, I'll be giving out our postal address so you can send away for our Happy Station QSL card. And also, anyone that does send in a reception report or a greeting or a letter will be entered into a lucky draw for a special prize that we're giving away at the end of this year. And there's going to be one grand prize and then 10 other small prizes. So 11 people will be winning, but only one person will be winning the grand prize. Okay, now earlier on I said, you know, there are some singers from the West that have recorded in Japanese, but there's also some singers from Japan who recorded their songs in English in hope of getting airplay in Hong Kong and other places. So let's take a listen now to one of them. Here's Crying in the Storm by Akire Aro. Crying in the Storm by Akire Aro here on the International Happy Station. And by the way, when she was singing, she also had no idea what she was singing. She learned all the songs phonetically. It wasn't until many years later when she actually learned English that she realized what she was singing about. Some people have asked me recently when they heard that I was coming to Japan, is Japanese easy to learn? Well, actually, it's not as difficult as you may think. Now, I'm illiterate in the sense that I cannot write it and I cannot read it, but I can host programs and I can speak it fluently and I can understand it fluently. Now, the TV show that I'm doing is rather interesting how we do it, because there is somewhat of a script. Most of it is unscripted. But usually what will happen is I will sit down with a producer and we'll discuss what the writers wrote and what they want me to do. And then we do a few rehearsals and kind of figure out what I'm going to say. And that's how we do it. There's some incredibly funny outtakes, by the way. and quite often, all of a sudden, we're in the middle of recording a number and recording something, and all of a sudden, over the loudspeakers in the studio, the producer and director sitting up in a booth somewhere else in the building yell, "Cut!" And everybody in the studio is wondering, okay, what's going on? And they say, "You, Kitu, which is my name in Japanese, Kitsu, you just said blah, 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 blah. When, in fact, basically what happened is I said something, but I mispronounced a few of the words and ended up saying something else, which was very naughty. Sometimes they don't stop me and they actually keep it in. You know, and if they think, well, we'll make them look like an idiot, it's okay. It's good for the show. It makes it funny. There was a recent interview that I did with somebody for Japanese television, and I was interviewing some singer, and I don't know what happened, but the question that was in my head and the way it came out of my mouth were two different things. And I said something like, oh, I don't know, I can't remember what I was trying to say now, but what happened when I eventually said it in Japanese, it turned out to be, what side of the bed do you sleep on? And it was something else that I was thinking about. And they just kind of looked at me and started laughing. And they said, well, why don't you come with me and find out? And I went, why did they say that? And then the director said, oh, that's because you said blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, well, let's take that again, because that's not what I meant. So there's some funny things that happen. All right. And I wonder if anything funny happened to American singers, like the one we're going to take listen to next, singing in Japanese, Connie Francis, who was a true international singer. She didn't just sing in English, but she sang in French, German, Spanish, Italian, Hebrew. I even have one recording of her singing in Dutch, Swedish. Yeah, Swedish. Yes, I know. What a language. That's difficult to sing in. She also recorded a few songs in Cantonese and a number of them in Japanese. In fact, here in Japan, there's a CD available of all her hits that everybody will remember, but sung in Japanese. And here's one of them right now. Someone Else's Boy in Japanese, Connie Francis. Listening to the International Happy Station Show, and I'll be giving out our postal address in a moment. And we just took a listen there to Connie Francis with Someone Else's Boy. Now, in the late 1950s, it was very common for Japanese singers to want to impersonate singers from the West like Elvis Presley and many others. And this guy tried to impersonate, well, not impersonate, but he was trying to be like Japan's answer to Paul Anka. His name is Tomo Unzio, and here he is with, you know the song, I'm not going to say what it is because you'll know it right away in the first few bars.
みんなは言うが気にはしないさ小鳥のように自由な二人を抱いて素敵な君よ燃える血潮がおダイアナわかるいついつまでも捨てては嫌だ I love you with my heart. ただ君だけが僕にはいればどうでもいいさ他の子なんか Hold me darling, hold me tight. Squeeze me baby with all your might. Oh, please stay by me, Diana. Oh, please, Diana. Oh, please.
I'm wondering, when they translated the song, why didn't they just change the name to, like, a Japanese girl's name? I don't know many girls in Japan, or I don't know any in Japan who have the name Diana. It's not a very common name. Here in Japan, if you say Diana, they think of one very famous Diana, who I don't need to mention. But as a name for calling themselves, it's not very, very common. Coming up on a future Happy Station show, we're going to be running an interview that I did with Bob McGrath, who has been on Sesame Street since the late 1960s. But before he was a member of Sesame Street, he got his career started as one of the singers in the Mitch Miller gang. And he also had a big singing career here in Japan in the 1960s. He recorded a number of singles and a number of albums. And during the interview that we did, I said, well, why do you think Mitch Miller was so popular here in Japan? He says, well, it was easy for people to follow the lyrics in English with the bouncing ball. And then he said he came over with Mitch Miller and his gang in the 1960s to do a series of live shows. And the head of A&R for Columbia Records in Japan said, Bob, why don't you record one song in Japanese? He said it turned out it was one song, and then it turned out into six albums after that. So we're going to take a little listen to Bob McGrath with a song called On the Windy Hill. And this is going to be for an upcoming special edition of Happy Station with my guest, Bob McGrath, here on the Happy Station Show and La Estación de la Alegría.
Kimi no hitomi ga nurete chiisana koi o shita kaze no yureteru oka de sasayaki atta ne kimi no kata o daite aruku osoi michi ni Yurelu itoshii kage o, mi 進めていると恥ずかしそうに小さな恋はうつむいて目を閉じた。だから何も言えなかった。風よ教えてほしい、小さな恋よどこへ。風よ運んでいった、教えてほしい。口づけだけを残していった黒髪のあの人はどこにいるか聞いてみたい。風よお前だけが小さな恋の秘密を、風よお前だけが見つめていたのさ、見つめていたのさ。
Bob McGrath and On the Windy Hill. And we've come to the end of this edition of the International Happy Station Show. Our postal address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, we are running out of time very rapidly, so I won't be able to give it out again, but our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So send me an email and I'll send you the address. Okay, more of Happy Station in Japan coming up today at 1500 UTC. So we're not going to end off with the national anthem of the ROC because we are now in Japan. So instead, we'll end with the Japanese national anthem. So until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.